Good evening, everyone, and thank you for attending this presentation and this session as well. And I'm a grad student at Louisiana State University, and it's really an honor to present the research in sugarcane that we're doing in Louisiana. And my talk today will be on controlled-release nitrogen fertilizer and application timing as it relates to soil nitrogen, leaf nitrogen, and yield response in sugarcane. So Louisiana sugarcane production is a prominent, sugarcane is a prominent agronomic crop in the state. It's actually second to Florida. And the application rates of nitrogen in sugarcane production will range from 80 pounds of nitrogen per acre to 120 pounds of nitrogen per acre typically. And when farmers apply nitrogen to their sugarcane crop, it's typically applied in April to early May, so around a month window. And the primary source of nitrogen fertilizer in sugarcane production in Louisiana is, in fact, urea ammonium nitrate. So when considering nutrient management in agronomic crops, specifically in sugarcane nitrogen, it's important to consider the loss pathways that are available for nitrogen to be lost from the root zone of the sugarcane plants. The available forms of nitrogen for plant uptake are ammonium and nitrate. Certain pathways such as denitrification can lead to up to 36 pounds of nitrogen per acre loss from the system. You also have leaching with heavy rainfall, which can attribute also to 36 pounds pounds of nitrogen per acre loss in the system. And you also have volatilization, which can lead up to 70 pounds of nitrogen per acre loss along with plant removal. So it's a significant concern for farmers when you're seeing these types of losses to the amount of you're paying for nitrogen to be applied to your plots and having them lost. And one of the ways we're looking to minimize these losses is with the technology of controlled release fertilizer. So the way controlled release fertilizer differs from conventional nitrogen application or nitrogen source such as urea ammonium nitrate is that the nutrient is encapsulated in a polymer coating. And when you apply this granule to the soil, water is absorbed through the polymer coating. It dissolves the nutrient into solution inside the polymer capsule. And as temperature increases, the nutrient solution will actually bead up on the outside of the polymer coating. And the advantage to this and how it is more beneficial in terms of reducing loss of nitrogen in the system is that at any given moment, you only have a fraction of your nutrient available to those losses. So everything outside of the capsule will be available to loss, but everything within the capsule will remain will be there and will slowly permeate through the coating, and eventually the coating will degrade in the soil. And then another factor we're looking at as well is application timing. Farmers usually apply in that 1 month window from April to early May. And we're looking to see if you can maybe extend that window and maybe apply earlier in March, and giving more insurance for the sugarcane producers to be able to get that nutrient out in the field, and also to see what effects it'll have on yield as well, because the goal with application timing is to match the plant need with your supply of nutrient that you're applying. So our objective in this this experiment was to determine the effects of the different nitrogen rates, the sources, and application times on sugarcane yield and nitrogen use efficiency. And so these are the two fertilizer sources we're comparing: the controlled release fertilizer, which is hand broadcast, and also the urea ammonium nitrate, UAN, which was knifed in. And we had two sites. We had a silt loam site, and we had a silty clay site. The variety LO1-299 was used for both sites. We used a complete randomized design and a randomized complete block design. And we also had, there were replicated treatments, so we had four replications. To do our soil sampling, we had three rows per plot, and we took 16 core samples from each of those plots. We also took 18 leaf samples from each of those plots sequentially after we fertilized in either March or April. And we took them at two depths, at 0 to 6 and 6 to 12 inches. So once we took our samples, our leaf samples and our soil samples, to determine the soil inorganic nitrogen levels, we utilized KCL, the KCL extraction procedure. And we used a Lachat flow injection analyzer to determine the specific inorganic nitrogen levels of ammonium and nitrate. And for leaf nitrogen percentage, we analyzed that by shredding our samples and placing them into a CN analyzer. And we got our leaf nitrogen percentage from each plot with that method. So when it came time for harvest, we randomly selected 10 stalks from each middle row at harvest while we were harvesting. And so we would harvest one row, and then we'd all go in and take 10 random stalks, and then we do that for each consecutive plot. And we also estimated the cane tonnage by using a weigh wagon. After we collected the stalks, we shredded them for total stalk nitrogen, and from there we determined quality parameters to be able to predict our sugar yield. So now we can take a look at the results we found. So for these next two slides, the x-axis will remain constant, and the y-axis will change. But we have two soil types here. We have a silt loam soil on the top, and we also have a silty clay soil site on the bottom. So on the x-axis, we have different factors. The red bars will represent our application timing, March versus April application. The green bars will represent our different sources, our CRF and UAN. CRF is controlled release fertilizer. And then on the blue bars, we have our different rates, 0, 40, and 80, and 120 pounds of nitrogen per acre rates. So when we looked at application timing, we actually saw in our silt loam soil that we had an effect of application timing, which looked like March has a higher yield than April applied plots. However, it was the exact opposite in our silty clay soil. We saw that when you apply in April, it actually resulted in a higher yield than in March. We also, in terms of source for our silt loam, we did not see a response of different source. However, for our silty clay soil, we did see a response of a higher yield with the CRF applied plots. And so continuing to look at the graphs on the left, we also saw an increase in sugar yield as the rate increased if you look at the blue bars on that top left graph. And on the bottom left graph, we did not see as much effect on rate. And cane tonnage results were comparable for both sugar yields in both soils. So now on our y-axis, we'll have N uptake on the left two graphs as our y-axis, and fertilizer recovery on the y-axis of the graphs on the right. So in terms of application timing, again, we did see a significant increase in March applied plots in nitrogen uptake. If you take a look at the top left graph there, we have a higher yield for March applied plots. Higher nitrogen uptake, for March applied plots than April. In terms of source, they were both comparable for nitrogen uptake in both silt loam and silty clay soils. And you can actually see an increase in nitrogen uptake as we increase rate for both soil types. And for recovery, the top right graph, we can see that April applied plots actually had a higher fertilizer recovery percentage than the March applied plots. And on the silty clay soil, that holds true as well. We have a higher April fertilizer recovery than the March applied plots. Sources we didn't see much effect for source on recovery for the silt loam, and neither for the silty clay. And also with rate, the highest recovery, fertilizer recovery we noted was at 40 pounds of nitrogen per acre. So this is a graph that is showing our estimation of the optimal N rate based on the maximized yield in pounds per acre. And the different lines here, we have the red lines which represent the March applied plots, and we have the blue lines which represent the April applied plots. And dashed lines are UAN fertilizer, and the straight solid lines are controlled release fertilizer. And so we can see here that the optimal yield that we had was at the rate of 80 pounds of nitrogen per acre of UAN. However, it's also important to note that for the controlled release fertilizer, it was able to maximize its yield at a lower rate of 40 pounds of nitrogen per acre. So then taking a look at the leaf nitrogen percentage, we can see here that we have a clear distinction in our check plots. The y-axis will be the leaf nitrogen percentage, x-axis being the time. And in both graphs, you can see that the check plot is much much further below than all the sources and applied or April or March applied plots, with less effect of application timing in the silty clay soil as the silt loam soil. And you can see that clearly here. You can actually pick out our check plots here in our silt loam soil field. In terms of soil inorganic nitrogen, we can see here that the y-axis is the inorganic nitrogen content. In this case, it's ammonium on the y-axis, and on the x-axis is time after fertilization. And we can see that ammonium resulted in higher levels in this soil with UAN than with controlled release fertilizer in both soil types. And also, same with nitrogen, we had a higher UAN nitrate level for both soil types. So what can we conclude? Well, we have a potential added benefit of using CRF. We saw that in the silt loam soil, specifically with our earlier application timing. And it really depends on the soil type, what soil type you have, you're planting on. And we also saw an impact of source and time of application. So the main goal to take away is that you need to be site specific on how much nitrogen you're putting out in your field, and also what time you're applying your fertilizer as well. And thank you. With that, I'll take any questions.
There's time for one question.
Did the sugarcane benefit from that 120 pounds of N in the CRF? Was there complete release of 120 pounds of N during that growing season?
So you're asking if the controlled release fertilizer actually released all of its nutrients
during that growing season?
Well, we can see it levels off at the same time. The nitrate levels and the ammonium levels will actually level off at the same time as the UAN. However, it is more consistent, and we're doing the levels of nitrogen in the soil are more consistent, and it has less spikes than urea applied. And so we are curious to see that if we're extending our our soil sampling past harvest, which we will be doing this year, and we'll be interested to see if it actually maintains a steady level throughout after harvest season.
All right, thank you. That's all the time we have.